Well, Paul, in the end, a sense of disappointment. You'd more of the chances, and you could have had the 3 points. You had to end up with one.
Yeah, to be fair, Chris, I thought the first half, we started off the game really, really well, you know, and we had the pun done. And look, we had probably, if we'd have gone down 3-0 at half time, I don't think it would have flattered us. But they had a period at the start of the second half, they had a 15-minute period at the start of the second half, and we couldn't get our foot on the ball at all. And to be fair, we came strong with them. We had two or three great chances to finish the game off, and we didn't take them.
Three really tough games, and you're almost there avoiding the bottom spot. We'll talk about the playoffs when we get there, but you have to lift them again for next week.
Yeah, we have to go to Shamrock Rovers and try and get someone out of that game. I think UCD are in Cork next week, and that's going to be another tough game for them as well. Like, but you can see how well they're organising it, and they came here to play on the counter. I thought we managed that part of the game really, really well. You know, we didn't really get stretched tonight, to be fair to the players, and they concentrated for the 90 minutes. But I have nothing but admiration for the players. I thought they emptied the tank every last one of them.
Do you think it'll go right down to the wire?
Well, look, I don't know. I can't see into a crystal ball. I would like to a one tonight, you know, to be fair. And the players, I think, done everything they could by sticking the ball in the back of the net to win the match.
One more home game here against Waterford, and Waterford have found a good bit of form of late.
Waterford's a very good side. A lot of very, very good players, you know. But look, we just take it one game at a time. We go to Shamrock Rovers next week, see if we get someone out of that game. It's going to be very, very difficult. Look, at the minute, we're not depending on anybody to do us a favour, but you never know after next week.
But you certainly can't fault the endeavour and the effort from the guys tonight.
No, like the pitch was very, very difficult tonight. I'm sure you've seen, like, the ball wouldn't travel very well and was very, very sticky in that, you know. But in saying that, like, you can't really ask much more of players. Like, you know, when you have that many chances in the game, if we hadn't created the chance, you would have said that, look, fair enough. But the fact that we had, I would say we had at least half a dozen very good chances to win that game tonight, and we didn't take them.